Good evening, everyone. Welcome to another Volusia County School Board meeting. It's a pleasure to welcome you all here, and I'd like for you to please stand and join me for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, and good evening once again. It's a pleasure to welcome you here and to also to welcome those people listening through the internet. In case you did not know that, we do stream this live, and so if you can't get here, listen to the meetings wherever you may be with your telephone. Speaking of phones, if you do us the honor of just turning your phone to silent, that would be great. And now I'd like to introduce the good people sitting around me, beginning with Ms. Linda Cuthbert, representing District 3. Next to Ms. Cuthbert, School Board Member Ruben Colon, representing District 5. Our school board attorney is back. And nice tan going, Mr. Doran. Okay. I won't ask where you've been. That's okay. Ted Doran, our school board attorney, on the far right, your far left, Ms. Connie Spire, our agency clerk. And next to Ms. Spire is our school board member from District 1, Ms. Jamie Haynes. Our vice chair of the school board is from District 2, Ms. Ida Wright. And next to Ms. Wright and between us here is our superintendent, Mr. James T. Russell. And my name is Carl Persis, and I'm the chair. So once again, good evening, everyone. Items for approval on this agenda are items 1.03, 2.02, 4.01, 6.02, 19.01, 19.02, 21.01 through 21.04, and 23.01. All right. Public participation times. There are numerous times for items on the consent agenda. If you'd like to comment on any of those before we vote, you're welcome to. Just fill out a card. And also for any board action item, you may speak to those as well. Just again, fill out a card and we'll take your comments before we vote. At 6:30 p.m., we generally have a time there for the public to also participate. So that time will be 6:30, or let's say it won't be before 6:30, but it'll be 6:30 or shortly thereafter. And then if that's not enough public input for you, we have a little time at the end of the meeting if you want to stick around and you can share your thoughts with us at that time too. Our district vision statement is that we are ensuring that our students will graduate with a superior 21st century education. And from time to time, the school board members, we get to go out and visit schools or see some things that are happening in our district. And we'd like to share some of those things with you during this part of the meeting. So if anyone has wants to share a story, this is your time. Anyone want to go first? Ms. Haynes.
So I had the privilege this past week to go to several of the high school honor award ceremonies for seniors, but I also went to River Springs Middle for the eighth grade awards. And they did a fabulous job. The students actually did the bulk of the awards and ran the ceremony, and they provided the music and everything. But towards the end, the assistant principal there got up to give out a special award to a young lady and a young gentleman, and they didn't know who they were going to be. And as he was telling the story very quickly of the young lady, he got to this part where he said, "And I enjoy our fishing stories." And about that time, he still had not named who it was. This young lady jumped up from the audience, and she goes running up to the stage with this huge smile on her face, and she epitomized exactly what he had described. And all I was thinking was, I really hope it's her.
And it was it? What was it?
Was. Okay, it okay, was good. Her. Okay. And she just ran up there, took the award, turned back around, and headed back out. But her excitement and enthusiasm was exactly what he had described, and it was just a pleasure to see a student, you know, exhibiting that, and that she knew she was the one he was talking about. But so I was also very pleased both at University High and at DeLand High, with the number of students that have chosen to enter our armed forces. And our armed forces were present there that evening to award them with the scholarships and signing bonuses and things like that. Mm-hmm. And it was just heartwarming to see those young men and young women that have already made that decision, along with all of them that are going to go on to college. Yeah. But I sum the final piece up was when the three of us were at Richard Milburn, and to watch those kids walk across that stage and see the excitement and enthusiasm in that room, and knowing that those students faced so many obstacles to get to that point, and yet they made it.
And they made it.
That was wonderful.
Amazing. Yeah, thank you for being there. Great stories. Anyone else want to share a story? Ms. Wright.
Had an opportunity. I had two activities on the same night. So Atlantic was at 6, and Mainland was at 7. And I had to do another presentation in between the two, but I did make sure that I at least attended a little while, and then I had a presentation at Mainland for the Wilson Scholar. I had an opportunity to sneak in to Campbell for a little bit, and I thank Linda Cuthbert for actually stepping in for me, because I had another commitment that I just could not break, but I did sneak away for 45 minutes and had to go back to that meeting, but thank you for attending on my behalf.
Awesome.
But our students did a fantastic job, and they are excited, and from the military to one student receiving about $60,000 in scholarship funds.
Whoa.
So they have racked up monies for college, going into military, and some of them have some really good career choices. So I'm proud of our students.
Yeah, that's amazing. Thank you for sharing that. Ms. Cuthbert.
Part of 21st century education is to celebrate. And it's nice to have a variety of different celebrations. Went to the PTA banquet with you, Mr. Persis, to help celebrate all the hard work that parents do on a yearly basis. And it's always enjoyable. Can't believe how fast the year went. Also attended the retirement dinner for the district. Lots of teachers were thrilled. I mean, that's the one time everybody's very happy attending a retirement dinner. Also, to work with our union, the FEA, and I accompanied Ms. Dorton and Ms. Albert, Ms. Hazel, to the bringing your voices together conference in Orlando 2 Saturdays ago. So that's work yet to be done, that we can advocate for public education. Also, then to celebrate students themselves, Spruce Creek Elementary is able to celebrate the Bobskers. They are the Bobcats, and they celebrate it with the Oscars, where these children are given the awards, the epitome, and everyone dresses in a dressing gown, like they're going to the prom. There's, you know, stuff hanging from the ceiling, and there are lights galore, and talk about the excitement. I mean, to see kindergartners just bounce up and down continually. Man, I wish I could bottle it. And then toured with Mrs. Morrissey and even the president of the construction company, Jay High. Did I say it right? Yes, thank you. Toured Chisholm to see how we were with the construction, and then met with the SAC committee afterwards to relay that information. It's going to be a gorgeous, gorgeous school when it's finished.
Nice.
And then last, I was able to attend the eighth grade celebration at Campbell Middle School. What Mr. Dr. Pikett has done with that school is just astounding. He too is like a little kindergartner, bouncing up and down. And his excitement radiates throughout the whole school, and I congratulate him for a very successful graduation, because from wall to wall, 5 rows of nothing but students dressed in white gowns, and it's just phenomenal.
Wow.
So
amazing.
Congratulations to our students who are winding up their school year.
Wow. Thank you, Ms. Cuthbert. Thank you. Mr. Colon, any news to share?
Oh, yeah. So it has been very busy since our last meeting. I've had the pleasure of attending the chorus concert for Deltona Middle, which was a packed house once again, as always. We had our 7th grade end of year awards, and that was at Deltona Middle. Also had the pleasure of going to the Richard Milburn graduation, as well as the graduation for legacy scholars, and if you could think of both of those populations, those are folks that have been through something, but they made it. There were five young ladies who graduated at Legacy Scholars, and I mean, it doesn't get more rewarding than that to see that despite all of the obstacles in their life, they were able to do that. And so it's been really busy. One of the highlights of the last 2 weeks was I had the pleasure of attending, of touring with another district that came in, Atlantic High. I took advantage of the fact they were coming. I hadn't been there, and I think that, again, I'm extremely jealous of their wall-to-wall academies. And
he's looking
and I
at you.
Cannot wait till we have those on the west side of town, because what they are doing is amazing. So it has been really busy, and again, we had all our awards banquets and all that good stuff, but lots going on.
Yes, indeed, a lot going on. So I appreciate you all sharing some of those things. I attended some of those same things with you, so I will not repeat what you just said. So let's just move on with our agenda at this time. And that is item 1.03. Board members have received the minutes from the April 30th, 2019 regular session and the May 14th, 2019 workshop and work session. Are there any changes, deletions to the minutes? Then we'll stand, those minutes will stand as presented. Next item is item 2.01, agenda changes. Are there any agenda changes on the regular agenda?
No
agenda changes. Do I have a motion to approve the agenda?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Thank you. You've had a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, and the agenda has been approved. All right, it's recognition night here at the school board. Yay, let's clap for that, because we got the whole place full outside too, and a lot of students are here and their parents, and we want to get right to this. And for those of you who are going to be getting recognitions, normally what we do is we do all the recognitions and then we take the photos at the end of all the recognitions, but we have so many recognitions and so many people, rather than keep everybody here longer, we're going to take the photo right after we present yours. So PTA with big smiling faces, I think you are number one here. So item 3.01, and this will be Ms. Kelly Schultz is coming forward.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Chairman Persis, school board members, and Mr. Russell, I'm Kelly Schultz, Director of Community Information, here to introduce Barb Diaz, President of the Volusia County Council PTA, Ms. Patty Edwards, Chairman of the Volusia County Council PTA, to present the Florida PTA Reflections Art Winners.
Good afternoon, School Board Chairman, Mr. Persis, School Board Members, Mrs. Wright, Mr. Cologne, Ms. Cuthbert, Ms. Hayes, and Superintendent, Mr. Russell.
And Barbara, if you could just pull that microphone closer to you. Yeah,
sorry.
There you go.
Usually I'm loud enough. my name, and parents and guests, my name's Barbara Diaz, and I'm honored to be presenting. This is my last act as president. I'm also standing with Patty Edwards, our Chairman of the Arts, and our incoming president, Linda Witherwax. With me, thank you for giving us the opportunity today to recognize the 2018-19 Florida PTA Reflection winners. PTA believes that all children deserve a quality arts education and encourages students to pursue artistic expression through participation in the annual Reflections Program. Each year, the Reflections Program offers schools and PTAs opportunities to showcase the work of our talented children. Students in preschool through grade 12 may submit entries in the categories of literature, visual arts, photography, music composition, dance choreography, and film video production, each reflecting on a specific theme and also a special artist division option for students with disabilities to ensure that all students have the opportunity to participate. This year was the 50th anniversary of the Reflections program, and the theme was Heroes Around Me. The students we are recognizing today all placed in the top three in the categories for Volusia County and were recognized by Volusia County Council PTA's reflection ceremony held at the Museum of Arts and Sciences in January. Their pieces were then submitted to the Florida PTA and competed against the entire state of Florida, where they placed as well. These reflection winners were then recognized at a celebration presented by Florida PTA on May 4th in Orlando. Their artwork will also be displayed at the Florida PTA Leadership Convention this July in Innisbrook. At this time, we'd like to recognize our 5 Award of Merit winners from Volusia and our 2 Award of Excellence winners. For awards of merit, we have Adeline Bethia from Ormond Beach Middle School in the category of music.
Come on up. Come on up.
We have... Yeah, could they just stand for a minute?
Yes.
Get them
yes,
all? Okay.
Yeah.
We have Olivia Whitney Chase from Tomoka Elementary in the category of music.
Is she here?
She might be outside.
Olivia Chase. She may not be.
Is Olivia Chase out here? Olivia Chase.
We have Luca Caney Oliveri from Ormond Beach Middle in the category of photography.
Great.
Addison Perdue from Ormond Beach Middle in the category of musical composition. And Alexander Sabkoyak from Freedom Elementary in the category of visual arts. These are our 5 awards of merit.
Okay, let's have a nice round of recognition for
And we have 2 awards of excellence. Megan Beck from Ormond Beach Middle School in the category of literature. And Annabella Caney Oliveri, Ormond Beach Middle School in the category of photography. Congratulations to all of our winners, and thank you again for the opportunity to present to you today. We very much appreciate the dedication and support you've always shown PTA, the Reflections Program, and all the arts program in Volusia County Schools. We look forward to seeing you again next year.
Thank you. Thank you to our PTA. Kelly, we're going to do it inside. Students, if you can just come right to the front here, and we're going to get a quick photo.
Any kind of violence or present any kind of bullying, then in this process is totally worth it. And the small investment that we make is 100% return is totally worth it. So without further ado, we'll start with the elementary school winners. In third place from Pathways Elementary in the 5th grade is Chloe Van Horn. Her teacher is Ms. Hendricks, and her principal is Mr. Schwartz.
If you are here, just come forward, and so here she comes, and just take the money there.
And in second place from Enterprise Elementary in the 5th grade, Ziza Lent. Mr. Nutt's her teacher, and Ms. McConnell's her principal. And in first place, from Horizon Elementary, Caitlin Suku, teacher Ms. Ramsey, principal Mr. Harms. And Mr. Reed correctly pointed out that I probably should announce that third place won $25, second place won $50, and first place won $100.
Whoa!
It's not often that the state attorney's office is paying money out. And I should also say, state attorney R.J. LaRizza wanted to be here this evening. He had a family obligation he couldn't get out of, but he sent his regards to all the winners and to the esteemed members and distinguished folks that are here tonight. All right, so the middle school, we've got a big winner in this one. The 7th Judicial Circuit covers Volusia, Flagler, St. John's, and Putnam counties. So we had 2 winners tonight that not only won their county, but won overall all 4 counties. So Volusia has a lot to be proud of this evening. Wow. In third place, from Deltona Middle in the 8th grade, Stefano Otiza Canales. Stefano's teacher is Ms. Holter, and the principal is Dr. Ing. If I pronounce that, I'm sorry. If I mispronounce names, Inge, I'm very sorry in advance. Good up there?
Not here. Yeah.
You got a passing grade.
All right. That's all. C's get degrees, I think, right? Oh, that's a terrible thing. Middle school second place in the seventh grade from Creekside Middle, Aaliyah Ulrich. Teacher, Mr. Nelson. Principal, Mr. Cash.
Yes, she is.
And our middle school first place winner, countywide and overall for the 7th Judicial Circuit, from Creekside Middle, teacher Mr. Nelson, principal Mr. Cash, Zia Albright, who's going to walk away with $400 tonight.
Whoa! Want to see if he's outside? We're going to check and see if they're outside.
All right, that's a pretty good check to be leaving on the table.
Zia.
Well, we'll make sure Zia gets her money. We won't hold her against her since she won't. Congratulations to the middle school folks and the elementary school folks. Moving on to the high school realm. In third place from University High School, teacher Mr. Tomlinson, principal Dr. Jones, is Meeling Rivera. And it wouldn't be Florida without there being a little bit of voting discrepancy, but the first place winner for Volusia County won for Volusia County, but the second place winner won circuit-wide. So there's a little bit of a hiccup there, but in first place, winning $100 from University High School, teacher Mr. Thomas and principal Dr. Jones is Erica Sophie. And our circuit-wide grand prize winner, but Volusia County second place finisher, who's going to walk away with $350 tonight from Seabreeze High School in the ninth grade, teacher Miss Botkin, principal Mr. Rawlings, is Amelia Heck. Woo! On behalf of the State Attorney's Office, the Board of Directors of Crime Stoppers of Northeast Florida, thank you all very much for your participation. Good luck to you in your future endeavors. Thank you for keeping the interest in your school and your school safety and contributing to a better environment for education and for living in this community.
Thank you, Mr. Hathaway. And we want to get a photo with all of you and all of the students.
Stop after each board member to do pictures? Or
yeah, so stop after each one. We'll take the photo, and then they don't have to wait around.
Very good.
Okay.
Well, good evening, Mr. Persis and board members and Mr. Russell. We are here today to give thanks to all of these students who auditioned for and were selected for one of the all-state ensembles. Many of these students had to audition against sometimes hundreds of other kids to make the all-state groups. It's a grueling process. They have to practice a lot, and they have to be very, very good at singing or at their instrument. And so what a great opportunity tonight to be able to recognize all of these kids. So we'll start with District 1, Miss Jamie Haynes. And these are all the students from District 1 who were selected. Not all of them could be here. However, I'm going to read all their names for the record. So you have Aubrey Annucci from DeBerry Elementary, Hayden Nichols, DeBerry Elementary, Madeline Ray, DeBerry Elementary, Emma Stanley, DeBerry Elementary. From DeLand High School, we have Dylan Adonizio and Joseph Becker. From DeLand High School, we have Kaylee Croker, Jacob Gutierrez, Reese Winjack, Ken Browning, Max Larson, Sydney Harp, Joshua Freeman. From DeLand Middle School, we have Christian Mahler. From Taylor Middle High School, we have Jack Hoblick. And from University High School, we have Nate Peterson. Those are all the students from District 1.
All right, let's hear it.
Right up here, he'll give you.
Parents, you're welcome to come on up, all of the students. Parents who are in this group from District 1.
They can come in.
Very proud of your students. Very proud of them.
From your school.
From the land and all that.
Yeah. Everybody's still outside. We could not get
in. Well, they have.
You have some.
Their teacher or administrator took their stuff. Okay. I got the land middle.
Yep, they're still in middle. So those, which one is this? DeLand High.
He's DeLand.
Yep.
house.
And we still have several more over here trying to get through.
District 1.
Not Deltona.
Is that it? Okay. Anybody else have pictures? We rotate through so the other parents can come up and get these pictures, and then we'll kind of get you guys more about the other direction. We'll go out this door.
Schools first. The next set of schools is from Atlantic, Campbell, and Silver Sands. So this is District 2, Miss Ida Wright. And these are the students that were part of the All-State Ensembles from District 2. Amanda Griffo, Atlantic High School. Nicholas Rossi, Atlantic High School. Joy Lewis, Campbell Middle School. Marley Watson, Silver Sands Middle School. And Maya Watson, Silver Sands Middle School. Those are the students from District 2. And the next set of students are from Creekside Middle, New Smyrna Middle, and Spruce Creek High. This is District 3, Miss Linda Cuthbert. Jenny Liu from Creekside Middle School. Emma Smith from Creekside Middle School. Hannah Pickens from Creekside Middle School. Siddharth Sukdeo from New Smyrna Beach Middle School. Madeline Schneider from New Smyrna Beach Middle School. Jordan Perkins from Spruce Creek High School. Ryan Seo from Spruce Creek High School. Crystal Fuller from Spruce Creek High School, and finally Autumn Rundahl from Spruce Creek High School. Those are all the students from District 3.
Yay!
Middle School, Ormond Beach Middle, Seabreeze High, and Tomoka Elementary. This is District 4, Mr. Carl Persis. Caleb Lanier, Henson Middle School. Amelia Jones, Henson Middle School. Samantha Seibert, Henson Middle School. Sophia Schaefer, Henson Middle School. Mitali Gade, Henson Middle School. Laura Pangdagnanan, Henson Middle School. Anjali Pullareddy, Henson Middle School. Aiden Blackwood, Ormond Beach Middle School. Jillian Lautzenheiser, Ormond Beach Middle. Christina No, Ormond Beach Middle. Isabella Chase, Ormond Beach Middle. Marin Hauk, Ormond Beach Middle. Maya Palacios, Ormond Beach Middle. Anila Biename, Osceola Elementary. Brianna Holmes, Osceola Elementary. Ariana Ruiz, Osceola Elementary. Benjamin Kuftik, Seabreeze High School. Anya Atri, Tomoka Elementary School. Those are the students from District 4. High School and Osteen Elementary School. This is District 5, Mr. Ruben Colon. Noemi Casanova from Deltona High School. Jacqueline Lafis from Osteen Elementary School. And Catherine Lichtenwald from Osteen Elementary School. And then representing charter schools are our last two students. We have Amy King from Burns Charter School and Noah Andreessen from Ivy Hahn Charter School.
Yeah.
Linda, you want to join?
Burns.
Someone here from?
Oh, nobody's here.
Oh, Ivy Hahn?
This is a huge honor for these students. Can we all give a huge round of applause for them, please? Thank you, everybody.
Okay, you guys get to stay up here a while, right? So, okay, so we're gonna be moving on to item 3.04.
Hi, I'm back. Chairman Persis, members of the board, and Superintendent Russell, my name is Bryce Hammond for the record, the visual arts specialist for Volusia County Schools, and we are going to give out some awards today, and we're gonna keep it under 5 minutes, and I wanna thank John Dupuy here for helping me with all this. We're a good team, and we got our DPPs in today, so we feel good about that. All right, so we're gonna start out with the first award. These are all national and state awards that our our artist students have won. We actually are number 3 in the state overall for national state awards, and per capita, we're number 1
yeah,
in the state.
Yeah, well, let's give it up for that. So.
Okay, to start out, we're gonna start out with Zoe Balcom. She is from Heritage Middle School, and she has won the 2019 Art in the Capitol Award, and her artwork was hanging in the Capitol in Tallahassee for the whole session. So that's for her. And the board member is Ruben Colon. She may not be here. Okay, moving on. These are our awards in excellence for Volusia County Schools Visual Art. And these are Scholastic's DALI Awards, Florida Art Education Association Awards, and the Wyland Awards, national awards, like whatever you can imagine. So I'm just gonna read them off the medals and then hand them up to Mr. Dupuy to hand out. So right now we are Miss Jamie Hayes, and we are at DeLand High School. And we have first the Award of Excellent with Distinction for the Florida Art Educators Association State Exhibition. And that's Damian Medina. Still at DeLand High School, Sophie Moray, Scholastic Gold Key. Kaylee Stamm, Scholastic Gold Key. Yeah.
Bryce, hang on a second. We're trying to get organized. They could not hear out there,
okay.
So we just want to make sure everyone can hear their name when it's called, and we'll figure out the photo
when we get
to that point.
I can rock that out real quick. What do I have? I have the Art in the Capitol. Let me see, I have Sophie Moray, Scholastic Gold Key. I have.
If you're here, if you would raise your hand.
Kaylee Stamm,
so we know.
Scholastic Gold Key. I have Damian Medina, Award of Excellence with Distinction, FAEA State Exhibition. And I have Zoe Balcom, the 2019 Art in the Capitol Award, which you can actually see back there on the...
And we have her.
Oh, come on over.
If we call your name, just come on up.
And that's her artwork on the pedestal, on the easel back there. Just so you know, you can see that today. Amazing. Okay.
Woo!
Yeah. Okay, so we're going to go back to DeLand High School here. We have Kaylee Comley. She has Scholastic 2 Gold Key State Awards. Okay, still from DeLand High School, we have Christina Tosi, Scholastic Gold Key State Award. We have Steve Marquez, Scholastic 2 Gold Key State Awards. We have Olivia Bagala, Scholastic Gold Key State Award. How's it going in the medals there? We have Casper Lachaw, Scholastic 2 Gold Key Awards. And then one more for DeLand High School, Claire Bagala, Scholastic Gold Key State Award.
Yay. Yeah, we're going to do DeLand High as a photo. Is that?
Yeah, we can because okay. I think that's everyone for Miss Hayes.
All right, let's do DeLand.
Next, we have Miss Linda Cuthbert. Her jurisdiction there, New Smyrna Beach High School. I want to tell you, Mrs. Cuthbert, that DeLand got 9. They're catching up to you. I just want you to know that. So a little friendly rivalry here. Anyway, we're going to go ahead and do these awards. So for New Smyrna Beach High School, do I need to wait? Are they in here? Are we here? Okay. Aaron Daugherty and that Scholastic Gold Key State Award. We have Hunter Hill, who I know is here, Scholastic Gold Key State Award. Haley Blair, Scholastic 2 Gold Key State Awards and Dolly Museum Exhibition Award winner.
Wow.
We have Tony Weiner, Scholastic Gold Key State Award, Dolly Museum Exhibition Award winner. Kylie Wisniewski, Scholastic Gold Key State Award.
Here she is.
We have Sam Libby, Dolly Museum Exhibition Award. Haven Brockman, Scholastic Gold Key State Award. Devin Duke, Scholastic Portfolio Gold and Individual Gold Key State Awards, and that's one of her drawings right there.
Yay!
Jordan Lyman, Scholastic Gold Key State Award. Lindsay Roth, Scholastic Gold Key State Award. And Kaylee Warren, Scholastic Gold Key State Award.
That's New Smyrna.
Okay, we're almost finished here. We're still with Mrs. Linda Cuthbert. We have two awards for Spruce Creek High School. And we have Merrill Liu with Scholastic 5 Gold Key State Awards and a National Silver Portfolio Award. All right. And then we have Megan D'Arcy with the Scholastic Portfolio Gold State Award, Individual Gold Key Award, and they also have their awards tonight, so she won't be here. So there you go there. Okay, Ms. Jamie Haynes, this is your University High School Awards. We have a really important one coming up after these pictures. So I think I know Ms. Langlis is here and Mr. Gilmore is here, the two teachers. First of all, for University High School, Brooke Perry, and she has won a gold key and a national gold key award, state and national. And then also from University High School, Cole Norris. And he won the U.S. Congressional Art Exhibit Award. His work will be in the Congress building in New York for next session in the hallway.
I'd like to make sure that Brooke's mother comes up because I'd like her in a picture with me if she does not mind. 32 years ago when I started my teaching career here in Volusia County, she was in my first class.
And thank you, teachers, for coming out. The emails are slowly dwindling down. Okay, here we go. Mr. Carl Persis, your turn. We have Seabreeze High School 2 awards. We also have Ms. Botkin here. I know she's here. And we're going to go ahead and announce those two. And I have these totally mixed up, but that's okay. So Hannah Rice, Scholastic State Gold Key and U.S. Congressional Art Exhibit also. And her work will be hanging in the Congressman's office in the Capitol building too, in his office. So that's her. There is also, if Mr. Persis, you have an image there by Hannah that won Volusia Select exhibition. So if you want to hold that up, that's a print of a giant piece of that. And then we have Christina Reyes, also from Seabreeze High School, and she has a Scholastic Gold Key State Award. And so you guys can do pictures there. And we have one last award, and then we're going to finish this up. Thank you, Mr. Dupuy. You probably won't be home. Right, this is your Mainland High School Award, which is really exciting because we've never won this award in the county as far as I know. So Miss Gardner is the teacher, and Jade Smith is the student's name, and she won the Wyland National Scholarship for Photography, which is huge, and I don't think we've ever won that award, but that pushed us over the top to beat the state. So
wow.
Yes. Thank you. That's it for visual art, and thank you so much, all of you, for supporting the arts. I hope you enjoy the images that we gave you to take home with you or hang in your office.
Great, and we got to get the photo.
We're going to get the photo with Mr. Cologne.
Yes. Okay, so Mr. Cologne. This young lady right here.
If you could get in on this one.
take you one more.
All right, are we good out there? Yes, okay, good. Members of the audience, thank you for staying with us. We think it's really important to recognize all of those children. We have some amazing, talented students and their teachers, and everybody needs their time to get their recognition and get their pat on the back, and so we are happy to do that at school board meetings. Right now, it's about 6:30, and that is the time for public participation about any item that is not on the agenda. And we have three cards here, so let's get to them. The first one is Ms. Manning. And Ms. Manning, if you could just pick any chair there you would like and take that microphone and get it close. There you go.
Thank you.
Just introduce yourself. Yes, ma'am.
My name is Commissioner Valoria Manning. I'm with the West Volusia Hospital Authority. I'm here because I work with the Volusia County School Board for 15 years. And after working with the school board for 15 years, I was like either terminated or told that, well, you need to pass some tests. The test was passed. After passing the test, I came back and I showed them it was passed. And I still was not given opportunity to get a job. I've asked several times to go to the teacher's fair, that's the school board fair, and I have been denied. And I have applied for 85 positions and turned down by the Volusia County School Board. So what I'm here today to request for my retirement monies and also for my monies where I never took a day off in those 15 years. I was always there for the children. So I have personal and sick leave. I was told in Tallahassee there is plenty of money that was left on the table in my name. So I'm requesting the commissioners, the school board members, to please look into this, Mr. Russell. I've tried many times to get in contact with Mr. Russell. I was denied access to him. So I'm just asking if you all would please let me have my money. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Manning. Our next speaker is Mr. Cameron.
Thank you, Carl.
Good evening.
I'm Jim Cameron, Senior Vice President, Government Relations, Daytona Regional Chamber, and making reference to the article that was in the paper Sunday, I believe it was, regarding district cost differential. And up there in Tallahassee this last legislative session, our chamber, we followed that closely. And while the legislation didn't go anywhere, as I mentioned, I believe in a previous meeting, though, is that they are still going to do that study as it relates to DCD, but this time on a wage base level. And so I, like I said, notified that office that we're very much involved and, you know, we want to be involved here in Volusia County. I spoke with a, left a message today with the department, the Office of Economic and Demographic Research. That's the lady up there. Name is Amy Baker. They're the economist team that does all the background financial research for the legislature. But there is a Pam Shanker. She's the one, we understand, that I was told that's going to be doing the study per se. And we said, you know, I mean, just that we want to be involved every step of the way. So if y'all have anything, you know, I mean, just that we could work with you guys on, though, we'd be glad to team up with you. I've been in touch, like I said, with Amy Hall and with Deb Mueller on this as well. So be glad to work with you.
Thank you. We appreciate the support from our chamber. Our next speaker is Teresa Brazy. Good evening.
Hello.
Hello.
My name's Teresa Brazy. I'm a teacher at Pine Ridge High School.
And just pull the mic a little closer,
Teresa.
Pull the
mic a little
closer.
Yeah. Need a little
thank
bit
you.
Better so y'all
thank
can
you.
Hear. Is that better now?
Yeah, thank
okay,
you.
Okay, thank you. Anyway. My name's Teresa Brazy. I'm a resident of Deltona. My kids graduated from Pine Ridge High School. I'm a teacher at Pine Ridge High School still. Mr. Russell was the principal while I was there, and then he became our superintendent. He is a man of honor, integrity, faith, and character. I do not like what is being said about him. Do I know the whole story about everything? Absolutely not. But the motto of the school and the district's always been build relationships, have trust, and have communication. I hope you give him a chance. I hope he gets to stay. If he leaves, it will be, I believe, harder for our district, our kids, our schools, our teachers, because most of the people I know are very happy with your performance. We appreciate all you've done for us, sir, and I certainly hope you stay, and if not, it's a loss for all of us. So thank you, sir.
Thank you. So, well, actually, that was something that is on the agenda, but it wasn't identified like that on the card. But since it is the next item on the agenda, we're going to segue right into that and go into any public comment about item 4.01. So this is public comment only on 4.01. I have two cards, and I believe the first one is from Andrew Dickens. Andrew Dickens, please come forward. Good evening, Mr. Dickens.
Good evening. Thank you. My name is Andrew Dickens. I'm a graduate of all three levels of Volusia County Public Schools, and I'm now a parent and a volunteer. I've been a DAC member entering my 10th year for school year 19 and 20. I've been a SAC member for the same period of time, and a multi-SAC member for the last 3 years, and anticipate for the next three at least again. I have some observations I feel compelled to share in my time in capacity as a graduate parent and advocate of Volusia County. In fact, I got 6 pages worth of thoughts, but I got 3 minutes, and fortunately, I don't talk very fast, so I'm just going to get to the highlights of what I think is the most important thing. You know, I only came to know Mr. Russell after his ascension to superintendent. I found him to be passionate and dedicated to the district and its well-being. I don't know if everybody knows this, but he took over during a time when per student funding was abysmally low. The Center on Budget and Policy Priorities of 2016 data shows that Florida was dead last in the nation for inflation-adjusted per-student funding levels from pre-2008 levels. Yet somehow he still managed to make lemonade elements, especially when it came to distribution of resources, negotiating teacher salaries, improving school security, and still managing to raise the district grade from a C to a B. Not meaning to be critical of his predecessor, but I found him to be much more approachable. I feel like he made it obvious that he's actively listening to the concerns of the parents and the DAC members. And he made it clear from the start one of his biggest priorities was to improve student graduation rates. And according to the most recent data I've seen, Volusia County graduation rates are record highs. So I don't think anyone could argue that he hasn't been wildly successful at one of his core objectives. I understand this is a different situation from Dr. Smith's resignation, but I feel like it feels the same. And I feel that, you know, instead of affecting a smooth transition with a potential candidate from outside the district, I fear that the actions by the board will only serve to unnecessarily complicate the search for candidates and obfuscate the merits of the superintendent position in this county for anyone who expects to exit on their negotiated terms with their dignity and reputation untarnished. And lastly, I'd like to echo the comments of a previous member. I think the most important thing that we could be looking at and doing right now is educating the community and the business and leadership of the county of the effects of the district cost differential, because that's where a lot of our money is going. And the more we do to educate our community and get them involved, because I understand the powers that be aren't going to listen to you, they're going to listen to us. And the more we can educate and spend time doing that, I think it would be better off for it. But the long and short of it is, I want you to know that you have, in general, you have my support. You know, we all want success for our district and our students. But to reiterate, I think that the board's move to accelerate the terms of Mr. Russell's departure are likely premature, probably unnecessary. And I don't think they serve the interest of finding a suitable replacement.
Thank you, Mr. Dickens. We got to stop there.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Our next speaker is Vicki Presley. Good evening. Good evening.
Good evening. I'm Vicki Presley, former area superintendent for Volusia County Schools. Chairman Persis, school board members, and Mr. Russell. As I listened to the school board meeting on May 14th, I was shocked by the motion to terminate Mr. Russell's contract. I thought, this can't be happening. They just extended his contract for another year. As the discussion continued, I realized that it was indeed happening, but it was surreal. Mr. Russell agreed to serve as interim superintendent when the district needed an immediate leader. No, he's not Dr. Russell, but he is a man of integrity who has served effectively in various capacities in this district over the years and has given his all to this district. He has worked tirelessly helping to move the district from a C to a B. Also, under his leadership, our attendance rate has increased. Our graduation rate has certainly improved. And the new Pearson Elementary has opened as a result of the half-cent sales tax program. All of this and more has been accomplished with Mr. Russell at the helm of the district. It would be detrimental to the students, families, and employees of this district to remove Mr. Russell at this critical time. As the district transitions from one school year to another, there are so many decisions that have to be made related to staffing and budgeting and the overall operation of the district. And Mr. Russell is that knowledge base who is familiar with what needs to be done and what has to happen now. What is on the horizon for the district? New school start time, a transition to new math and language arts textbooks at the elementary level, a new computer system, agreement between bargaining teams, as well as, we know, a DOJ investigation. As Union President Elizabeth Albert was quoted in the News Journal, intimating that this is not the time for us to be distracted by something like this, and I concur. There are so many reasons why Mr. Russell, if he is willing, should be allowed to remain in his position until the board has had an opportunity to begin and complete the process of selecting another superintendent or until his present contract ends in 2020. Any adverse decision that is made about the superintendent directly impacts our students, our most valuable prize. Please remember the old adage, haste makes waste. Don't allow that to happen to this district, to the employees, and most importantly, to our children and their families. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Cameron, you wanted to speak on this issue as well. Is that?
Yeah, I didn't want to
Correct. No, I understand. Green card, yellow card, screen card time. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. You can. You can.
Thank you again, Carl.
Again, yes.
I'm still Jim Cameron.
You're still Jim Cameron.
But no, I wanted to stress, I mean, yeah, previously I was speaking on behalf of Chamber. I'm speaking as an individual now, though. And I say that, I mean, because I've been coming over here to y'all school board meetings. I mean, just back when Jim Surratt was superintendent, and also Joan Cole, Bill Hall, Peg Smith. But I also wanted to say I've really enjoyed working with Tom here. I mean, he's always been amiable and good to work with and all. And so he's been a good partner with us in Chamber business community. I also wanted to stress, though, at the same time, the staff here that you have, though. And I want to mention a couple people in particular, though. I mean, Deb Mueller, who I give a lot of credit to, though. I mean, as far as working on the financial issues, especially the budget, though. I mean, especially when the legislature deals, let's say, a rough hand, you know, I mean, as far as allocations, though, goes to Volusia County. But at the same time, legislature, Amy Hall, worked with her. She's on our chamber's legislative committee. Very good to work with, though. But any type personnel matters, Dana Page Pender, always, like I say, calls back. But then others like Sarah Lee and Kelly Joyce and Greg Akins. I mean, I wanted to commend them as well. So you got a good team here, though. But that's me as an individual.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Cameron. Very nice. And that concludes the public participation on item 4.01. So now it's the board's time to take action on this item. And as we all remember, Mr. Doran was not here at our May 14th meeting. But he is back, and he just wanted to clarify, I guess would be the best way to say it, what is in front of us tonight. So if it's okay with the board, I'll let Mr. Doran explain. Go ahead.
Okay. All right, so I listened to the tape of the last meeting where I was unable to attend, and what I took from that tape and what everybody, I think, ultimately agreed was correct was that the board essentially passed a motion to place this item on an agenda for discussion tonight. There were a number of board members who expressed, some concerns or positions at the last meeting, but that would not be relevant except to the extent that if they still feel that way, it would be relevant tonight. What we're doing is we're reviewing this issue from its inception tonight. We're beginning. The superintendent has a contract that runs through August 31st, 2020. It is the board's prerogative to end that contract earlier than that date, but there are, of course, ramifications to making that decision, not the least of which is the contract provides for severance if there is an early termination, which is the payment of his salary for 20 weeks. That would roughly constitute about $85,000.
How much? I didn't hear.
He said $85,000.
$85,000 in round numbers. There would be some additional severance benefits and a few other things that would add to that in terms of cost. Now, it is absolutely the board's right to do this if they choose to or not do it or whatever. The question, as I understand it, that was put on this agenda is, does the board want to do an early termination of the contract? And the key question, if that moves forward, is upon what date would that be effective? And so that's where we are,
okay.
Mr. Chairman.
Yeah. Anybody have a question for Mr. Doran before? Okay. Seeing no questions, then let me ask you a question.
Sure.
Would it be in order for someone to make a motion and include the exiting date, if you will, for lack of a better term, all in the same motion?
All motions are available. That certainly would be in order. A motion to just continue would be in order.
Okay. So everything
is
in order.
It's up to the board.
All right. So you've heard the explanation from Mr. Doran. Would anyone like to make a motion? Start there.
I will make the motion that we terminate Mr. Superintendent Russell's contract effective June 30th exit date.
June 30th of
2019.
Yes, ma'am. All right, there's been a motion by Mr. Colon to terminate the superintendent's contract early with that effective exit date then of June 30th, 2019. Do I have a second to the motion? I don't have a second to that particular motion. So the floor is open for another motion. Ms. Haynes, were you going to say something, or you? I thought you were. If you were not ready, that's fine. I feel like I should be playing the Jeopardy music here, but I don't have that tune downloaded.
I guess I have a question.
Question.
So, are we just going to sit here tonight and make a motion and either second it and vote on it, or is there going to be any discussion?
Yeah.
I guess I'm kind of...
Okay, well, that's fair. That's a fair question. I generally don't like to discuss unless there's a motion on the floor with a second, and then we can discuss pros and cons of the motion. That's the correct way to do it. Otherwise,
then I will second Mr. Colon's motion.
All right. So the motion is, and you correct me if I'm wrong, the motion is to terminate early the superintendent's contract with the effective date being June 30th, 2019. That's the motion that you're seconding. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. So now we have a motion and a second. The floor is open for discussion. Did you want to ask your question now, Ms. Haynes, or you did not want to ask it?
My question was kind of like to understand the order.
Okay, all right, so that was your question. Discussion, yes.
So I just want to say that my position has not changed from the last meeting, and anything I had to add or say was said in that meeting. There's nothing else for me to add.
Thank you, Mr. Colon. Any other board members want to comment?
I have a question.
Yes, so, Ms. Wright, question.
This is directed to our school board attorney. So last meeting, my question was, could we not actually have a motion to not to renew his contract at the end of next year? And if we wanted to begin the process of looking for a new superintendent now, could we do that?
Yes. But now let's make sure everyone's clear on this point. The contract was set to end August 31st, 2019. Then it was extended to August 31st, 2020.
Correct.
So if the way you phrased it, you were saying to not renew, there would not be a renewal until August 31st, 2020.
Okay.
So, but you can pick any date, you know, and put the superintendent on notice. And if it's any date prior to August 31st, 2020, then it would be an early termination. You could then, if you pick an earlier date, you could then that date I just said, you would then start the process of locating someone, you know, to serve as the permanent superintendent going forward. If you pick a date that, for instance, in the motion, it's June 30th, 2019, it's not going to be possible to go through a process and select a new superintendent by that date. So then you would have to consider an interim superintendent if that's the date that you fix for his last date. There would have to be, we have to have a superintendent. We cannot have not have a superintendent. So it's either going to be him, it's going to be an interim, and it's going to be any time between now and August 31st, 2020.
Thank you, Mr. Dorn. Thank you for the question. Ms. Wright, Ms. Cuthbert, did you have a question or comment?
No, I have a comment.
Sure.
My feelings also have not changed. At our last school board meeting on May 14th, this board voted 4-1 to place on our agenda tonight a board action item to begin negotiations for early termination of our superintendent's contract, which is to expire August 31st, 2020. As a result, confusion and instability throughout our district was created. Financial, capital, academic, human resources, purchasing, transportation, and scheduling planning had either been delayed or completely halted in its tracks. To restore our community's faith and our ability to effectively lead, I'm in favor of allowing him to work until the end of his contract agreement. Sorry, my voice is hoarse. Any Florida school board must adhere to certain standards as suggested by the Florida School Board Association. And I'm mentioning seven. Number one, bring about desired changes through legal and ethical procedure, upholding and enforcing all laws, state boards of election rules, and court orders pertaining to schools. Two, recognize that decisions must be made by the board as a whole, and that when made, these decisions must be supported by the entire board. Support school personnel in the proper performance of their duties. Four, work with the superintendent, neither undermining nor intruding into areas legally assigned to the school administration. Five, make policy decisions only after full discussion, public board meetings, and render these decisions based on available facts, refusing to surrender that judgment to individuals or special groups. Six. Listen responsively to community and to make decisions based on the best interests of the system as a whole. In many cases, these six standards were not followed. Number one, ethical procedures are based on factual, informed knowledge and not upon personal interpretation or social media perceptions. Number two, in an email sent to the superintendent demanding his resignation by a board member, unbeknownst to other board members, less than 48 hours before this May 14th board meeting, is unethical. Three, all school personnel should be supported in a non-confrontational manner, including the superintendent and his administrative staff who come to our dais to present information to us during meetings and or workshops. Number four, board members' duties include the creation and implementation of policy and procedure. Their number one responsibility is to maintain a financially secure and academic stable school district. Number five, policy decisions are made after full meeting discussions. Some board members' opinions are not taken into full consideration or totally ignored. Number six, it is incumbent upon each board member to educate him or herself of current educational issues, local, state, and federal. It is physically impossible for any district administrator to constantly inform each board member of every issue or concern of this district on a daily basis. Number seven, decisions should be based on what's best for our school district's process. Decisions should not be based upon personal agendas. We have five school board members, and we are the custodians of our school district. It is up to make sure of its success. A superintendent is hired by us to run the district for us. A Volusia County School superintendent has many responsibilities. He has to look after 7,521 employees, 4,529 teachers, 2,680 support staff,
195 school administrators, 70 district administrators, 269 bus operators, 301 buses with 209 routes, and 2,200 bus stops transporting 28,000 students, along with 235 maintenance employees located at 5 maintenance hubs and 5 transportation hubs. There are 572 schoolway employees serving 44,000 meals daily during the school year, and now will serve meals at over 55 schools this summer. Volusia County Schools is the largest restaurateur in the county. Volusia County Schools has 85 schools, 45 of which are elementary, 12 middle, 9 high schools, 9 alternative special centers, 1 district virtual instructional program, and 2 combinational schools, 1 K through 8 and 1 6 through 12. According to the Fish Report, 767 instructional buildings must be maintained, including 576 portables or relocatable units, which include restrooms and concession stands, plus 145 other buildings. Oversight of the building of new schools, like Pearson and Chisholm, is a result of his oversight of the half-cent sales tax and dealing with significantly higher labor shortages and material cost escalations. He oversees 63,264 students, 7 charter schools. He also must oversee the 2019-20 general fund of $524.5 million, an increase of $19.3 million from last year. Also, the 2019-20 total budget of $868.5 million, a $25.8 million increase from last year. He must oversee our debt service, our hiring and fire increases. He must be always accountable to the readjusting of the school revenue sources, making it very difficult decisions based upon the shortfalls created by the DCD, the lack of sufficient base student allocation funding from the state legislature. 40 elementary schools are served by EDEP, which is the Extended Day Enrichment Program. 3,800 students are enrolled, and presently the district is organizing a way to serve the public by initiating a before-school program for middle schoolers. This is at the superintendent's discretion. Volusia County School receives no PICO money. That's Public Education Capital Outlay money. $158 million of all of it goes to charter schools. Therefore, the superintendent must pay particular attention to capital outlay budgets. He's responsible for all academic pre-K through 12 success, graduation rates, FSA, SAT scores, ACT, IB, AP, Cambridge, career academies, industry certification, school and district grades. Safe and secure schools with an ongoing plan to support our Guardian program. Student and employee mental health. Implementation of state and federal mandates. I got dry, sorry.
Take your time.
Thank you. Raises for employees. Implementation of the school calendar. Community involvement with businesses, chambers, associations, clubs, PTAs, SAC committees, rotaries, as well as our unions. He has to have accurate and effective communication with all stakeholders. Weather damages like hurricanes and sinkholes. I know I certainly wouldn't want to deal with FEMA. Implement board-directed policies as well as their procedures. I know I've left just a few out, but I wanted to briefly reacquaint the audience with some of what he does. The motion brought forth and passed last meeting did not consider the demands of the school calendar. May and June are extremely busy, appointing new district and school administrators, interpreting, readjusting state legislator laws, in which many cases to be implemented by the DOE, which takes time to accomplish. Reorganizing district department priorities, reassessing or redistributing the general fund categories in order to end a balanced fiscal year by June 30th. Increase, curb, or eliminate capital projects, programs, curricula, bus routes, staffing due to a lack of interest or funding, determine the final assigned and unassigned fund balances. That doesn't include attending banquets and award ceremonies, organizational staff and school board meetings. The superintendent is responsible for the school district to conclude 1 year while simultaneously beginning anew. This was all tumultuously tossed to the wind 2 weeks ago. Severance pay has been determined to be about $85,000. With an approximate $10 million debt to begin our 1920 school year, this is an irresponsible and unnecessary use of public dollars. $85,000 could pay for a little over two new teachers, a little more than one high school administrator, maybe two TOAs, a large percentage of desperately needed instruments for the New Smyrna Beach High School band. And I'm also quite sure other high school band directors would make similar comments. Would also help the before care program for middle schoolers or even pay for some school campus printers. In summary, this money is better spent to support our students and their classrooms. If one looks closely at student academic progress from 1 year to next, it slows, it accelerates, it slips, it dips, it rises, mostly to circumstances the district cannot control. Personal tragedies and joys, hurricanes and Chamber of Commerce weather, huh, Mr. Cameron? Economic depressions and booms, increase and decrease of poverty, decrease and increase of student population, decrease or increase of student funding, and possibly changes in school staffing. So far, third grade FSA reading scores have returned with very positive results. What else lies in store for our students? Last year, our graduation increased again to 78.7%. If one only counts our traditional, 10 traditional high school rate, it's closer to 80%. What success will Volusia County School have this graduation year? We're only 5 points away from becoming an A district, up from a C 4 years ago. Who knows what other accomplishments our students will have? It will probably take a minimum of 6 months to search for a new superintendent. I can't even begin to imagine what salary and contract requests he or she will demand when knowing that twice in the last 4.5 years, a Volusia County School Board member has publicly ridiculed, embarrassed, and surprisingly demanded the firing of a sitting superintendent. So I plead with my colleagues to reconsider your motion tonight. In the long run, this will cost our beleaguered district much more than money. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Cuthbert. Okay. Is there any other comments from anyone at this time? No. All right. I will weigh in on here just a little bit. Mr. Russell knows, I like him. I like him. I always have liked him. I've known him perhaps as long, if not longer, than most people here. And however, I am in favor of the motion. I was not on the board when the board appointed Mr. Russell as the interim. I was not on the board when the board appointed him as the full-time superintendent. And I think what you have to understand now, and I respect you, Ms. Cuthbert, and you know you're a friend. And I respect Ms. Wright and all of you here. But what happens in government bodies is when the elected body changes and they don't have the confidence, and whether it be the city manager or the county manager, to move forward from where we are now. And I'm not saying Mr. Russell hasn't moved us forward. He has in some areas and he hasn't in others. But I say from where I sit, it is time for a new superintendent. It's time for us to take that next step to take where we are now with the people I have full faith and confidence in at senior level staff and all the teachers out there. I know what they're going to do. They're all going to step up and they're going to keep this district going. And as I think Mr. Russell would be the first one to agree that Volusia County School District is bigger than one person. Always has been, always will be. It's collectively, that's what makes us great. And collectively, we have to now support each other as we move forward. The board needs your help out there. Help us pick the successor. I think what I would like to see, and I'm not going to talk about where we go from here at this point, Mr. Doran, but at the end of the night, I think it would be good for us just to look at our calendars and just see if we have some time where the five of us could get together at a workshop setting and just discuss process. You know, where do we want to go from here? How do you want to go about hiring an interim? How do you want to go about hiring a full-time superintendent? And have that meeting facilitated by Florida School Board Association folks just to give us some guidance and present some options. Not going to do that tonight, but just I'm saying just to look at calendars because I would like to do that as soon as we can. We have to advertise it. It takes 7 days, right, to advertise a workshop. So kind of keep that in mind. I strongly support, and I'm so happy you said June 30th and not any date sooner than that. Mr. Russell has a lot of things going on. Our whole school district does. It's the end of the fiscal year. There's a lot of checks need to be signed. There's a lot of things to finish out this fiscal year. We have a workshop planned on June the 6th, I believe it is, with a lot of important issues here. We need Mr. Russell here to see all those things that has been started. He needs to see those through. I think it would be good if we could get our interim to spend a few days with Mr. Russell too. I would love to see 2 days a minimum. If we could get 3 or 4, even better, but however that works out, so that transition can be as smooth as possible, so that when July 1st comes, July 1st signals the start of a new fiscal year, it's the start of a new school year, and that we have somebody ready to go, ready to hit the ground running, not to miss a step, and get the opening of school ready to go. We are fortunate that, in fact, it is this time of year. We do not have to worry about operation. We do not have students in school in June. We don't have teachers in the schools with students in June. It's a good time. In fact, it's probably a perfect time for a new person to come in, spend time with Mr. Russell, learn about where we are, why we are, and keep it going with the senior staff that Mr. Russell has. I have full confidence in that this district will be fine, and that we will be ready to go in August. I also am very confident, again, because of the timing on this and because of the way news travels fast with the conventions and conferences coming up in June, the Superintendent's Conference, the Florida School Board Association Conference, the FASA conferences, all those conferences take place in the second week of June. The word about this vacancy will definitely be out there, and those folks who think they may be good enough to be the superintendent here, I'm sure they'll start dusting off their resumes and start letting us know. So I believe without question that we can hire and have on board a new superintendent by J- January of 2020. And I think if the board is willing to, perhaps we'll have to make some sacrifices in terms of our calendars to meet certain people at certain times. But if we're all committed to that, I think that we could easily make that date work for all of us. Again, I want to, not that you're walking out the door, so don't walk out the door, because we need you here. And but I do want to thank you, and I do want to tell you that sincerely, and I think you know that. We have a motion on the floor. We have a second, and we have any further discussion. Ms. Wright.
I do, and I want to chime in because I heard Linda. We were here when Dr. Mm-hmm. Smith was, the relationship went sour. And the reason for me making the motion, when I did, mm-hmm. so we didn't have to walk this road again in this manner. Mm-hmm. And we know things that are intimate, that just maybe board members know, that everybody don't. But I will agree with Linda, it is all about how the public will perceive, and we say we will get good superintendents or good people to apply. Time will tell, but that makes me very uncomfortable because it appears that we are dysfunctional at times and that we need to. And I honestly believe he's a man of integrity and he deserved to be. This should happen a little differently. And that's why I encouraged us last meeting. The reason I voted for it to be put on the agenda so we could have this discussion.
Fair enough.
Not putting it on the agenda wasn't going to resolve the issue and was not going to make him feel any better because the cat was out the bag. Mm-hmm. But we have, guys, it was tough the first time. It will be tough this time, but. Thank you.
Okay, we have a motion. We have a second. I think you all know what the motion says. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed?
Aye.
So no. The motion carries 3-2. And Mr. Russell.
Just get my notes here. I respect your decision, but a lot was said about me at the last meeting. And I just want to go over the last 4.5 years, what stood out to me. And I think it speaks to my beliefs. I came on board as superintendent in the midst of contentious negotiations. So contrary to popular beliefs, contentious negotiations did not begin with me. We settled on a one-year deal. But what was pressing us in February, March, and April were our schools were absolutely filthy. We were failing health department inspections, and I had to replace that company, which was no small action. It took a lot of time. But I also realized our district was hurting, and I built relationships. I went to schools, met with staffs, I began weekly visits that I continued up to last week. I also met with students. I tried to be sensitive and not always photograph myself in those meetings because I wanted them to share their thoughts. The following year, my focus was on graduation and acceleration. We set up e-learning labs in every high school. I was going after those students that needed 1 or 2 credits that had dropped out. Those students that were fifth-year seniors. I flexed their schedules. My deal was, you meet the graduation requirements, you can leave, you can work, and you can come back for graduation. That worked. We put Abbott, advancement via individual determination, in every single high school, because I believe children from poverty should be able to go to college. And I wanted the first child from these homes to go to college. We began our blitz on dual enrollment. We pushed DSC, Bethune-Cookman. We even brought Bethune-Cookman to offer courses to our high school students in the Deltona area. We also worked with Embry-Riddle, the TESA Academy at Atlantic High School. That academy just built an airplane. We had a contentious round of negotiations that year. We ultimately settled on a two-year agreement. What was addressed was the reeling in of our healthcare costs. We had five separate plans that were literally decimating the financial well-being of this district. We fixed our healthcare costs because we capped our healthcare costs. And I know some people still resent that, and I understand it. But we offered our employees a free plan, and that free plan still exists. We corrected our healthcare expenses, and it paid for the raises. And still, those savings from healthcare, that three-year deal that we just agreed to in October, is paying a good portion of this newest raise. That's financial responsibility. That's financial leadership. But not only that, hourly employees, with that two-year deal, what they received was not only a raise, we raised their base salary. These are the people in the kitchens. These are the clerks. These are the paraprofessionals. These are the bus drivers. In 2016-17, we began our chronic absenteeism push. 17.4% of our kids were chronically absent, missing 20% of the school year or more. That's 18 or more days. Last Friday, we looked at the number and we're down to 14.5 this year. That's 1,500 students. That's taking Deltona, let's say Deltona High School, every single student was chronically absent, no more. That's what we've done with that work. We accelerated programs, the Cambridge programs, in Pine Ridge, Deltona, Seabreeze. Dual enrollment numbers went up for our African American, our Hispanic, and all students. We always say during my evaluations, don't look at the equity report by the state. That's a snapshot one day. We continue to blow our numbers away with dual enrollment. Industry certification exams are a focus. Academies are growing. CTE programs are introduced. Manufacturing. Next year, we're starting cybersecurity. There are going to be 13,000 jobs in Florida in cybersecurity. And you know what? It doesn't make a difference if you're male or female. And we're going to prepare our students to take those jobs. I believe in that. Middle school scores were stagnant. Our reading scores were going down. But we were one of the only districts in the state of Florida having reading set aside as a course in our middle schools. So what I did that year is I sent our middle school principals across the state to highly effective middle schools to find out exactly what they were doing. The next year, which was last year, we implemented the middle school restructuring. Now, instead of reading class, what you see is STEM classes. You see media and technology. What you saw at River Springs, that's a media and technology program. That is an academy at the school. That replaced a reading class. Those students are totally engaged. It was just amazing what's going on there. You have science Olympiads and courses. You have critical thinking. We added an additional teacher on assignment at every middle school. You know why? Because I wanted the administrators with the house leader's house. You have a 6th, 7th, and 8th grade administrator. I wanted them to spend more time with teachers in the PLCs. And those TOAs could cycle through. We have, that last year was the year where we had STEM and tech classes introduced in elementary schools, and that's exploding now. More and more elementary schools now have STEM programs. We have a world-class partnership with Advent Health. It is a national model, valued over $2 million, focused on three things: chronic absenteeism. They just put eCare, it was on Channel 13 News a few weeks ago, eCare in 35 of our schools with the highest chronic absentee rate. We always heard about athletics, and what this partnership focused on was athletic trainers. They need support, they need help. Concussions, concussion protocols. We put all of that in place. And also physicals. Just last week, you saw at the racetrack with Florida, or not Florida Healthcare, sorry, Mr. Mm-hmm. Cologne, Advent Health, we saw the numbers that showed up there. It was free for our athletes. Also, more importantly, I think, was the healthcare academies and our healthcare programs. There's internships, speakers, visits to the hospital. And that money, none of that money stayed in the district. That money from Advent Health went right back into those academies and those programs. The level of support that we began last year for our at-risk school is unprecedented. We've had additional administrators. We gave them additional hours. Why did I give them additional hours for their administrators? It's because their administrators were 11 months, and those schools needed people there to help with hiring. So I allowed an 11-month assistant principal to work throughout the summer to help the principal hire. Again, here's that word again. We had contentious negotiations, but in the fall, we settled with a 3-year deal. We had an elementary day that will increase by 30 minutes next year. But you want to know the real work? To work my staff did last summer, putting guardians in every single school. They are highly trained, they are vetted, and we have an armed guardian or sheriff or police officer at every school, and some schools more. Some of our high schools, we have a deputy and we have a guardian there as well. This Herculean task was done in a professional manner with no shortcuts. Our mental health expansion in this first year is off. I challenge each and every one of you, when you are at the Florida School Board Association, you ask about guardians, and you ask about healthcare, and then you compare what they tell you, what's happened in their districts, because I've heard their superintendents, and then you compare what we did here. It's phenomenal work. Our single point of entry, we're practically done, except for some problematic schools, such as Silver Sands, because of the way it's laid out. We put an SEL coach at every single middle school. And they were split. We had 14 and we had 7, and they split between 2. What did that do? That helped us with bullying. It helped us with relationships and working together and lessen the load of the guidance counselors so they could focus on other areas. I know last board meeting, our contract was brought up, but we have MOUs now with performance pay and teacher transfers. That all came from the contract. We're in preparation with the ERP and SIS. During the spring, you all have seen, we worked on start times before the bell, which we're going to talk about in a few minutes, and we also new elementary curriculum. We did a heck of a lot. And then finally, we did the Tortugas partnership. It was said last meeting, I was an ineffective leader. This is what I've done. Thank you.
All right, we're going to take a 10-minute break. 10 minutes.